Industrialization. The government has been urged to implement policies that support the growth of local industries to boost employment creation and end the impasse of restiveness by youth in the country. Former Thika MP Patrick Wainainer said empowering local industries will not only create more jobs but will also reduce the cost of living, thereby address the concerns the youth continue protest about. Wainainer proposed that the government should be strict on enforcing a ban on importation of products that can be produced locally, saying this will empower local manufacturers. He called on President William Ruto to take stern action against cabinet secretaries who collude with cartels that import these products. The former MP noted that the current tax policies have driven several manufacturers out of the Kenyan market, leaving many youth jobless and frustrated. Wainainer had during his tenure in the last term come up with SME Amendment Bill 2018 that sought to safeguard more than 180 products produced locally against imports. The bill, according to Wainainer, sought to curb the flooding of the market with cheap imports by proposing a tenfold increase in taxes on such goods. This move, he argued, would discourage cartels and protect local industries. In order to create employment and reduce the cost of living, the government should look no further than implement the safeguards bill that I introduced to Parliament that seeks to ensure certain products produced locally are not imported, he said. He was speaking during Cascade Institute of Hospitality graduation ceremony in Thika town on Saturday. His sentiments were echoed by Bernardus Salambo, the Director of Technical Vocational Education and Training, TVET, who was the chief guest at the event and who emphasized the importance of TVET courses in equipping graduates with cutting-edge skills that are essential for competing in today's market. Salambo, while underscoring the significant role SMEs play in addressing unemployment, encouraged the youth to become innovative and create more opportunities. The ceremony saw over 300 students graduate with certificates and diplomas. James Nyoro, the manager of the Cascade Institute of Hospitality, highlighted collaborations and networks as key factors in the institution's ability to provide its students with valuable opportunities, further reinforcing its reputation as one of the leading hospitality colleges in the country.